This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. We continue now with politics. One crucial voting block that Senator Obama has to convince: white Catholics. Their support is critical. In the last three presidential elections, they have backed the winning candidate. According to a recent ABC News poll, Obama has a lot of work to do to win those voters. 50% support Senator McCain, 39% like Obama. Scott Appleby is an expert on Catholic history and politics at the University of Notre Dame. And Professor Appleby, can Senator Obama win this election without the support of this group? And if not, how much support does he need?
I think history shows he needs Catholic support, and he really needs to win the Catholic vote. And he has a few obstacles to overcome to do that.
And what are those obstacles?
I'd mention three. First of all, the support of people who support Hillary Clinton, especially Catholic women over 45 or so, voted heavily for Hillary Clinton and are not quite convinced yet to vote Obama. Second, the pro-choice position that Obama holds troubles some Catholics, not merely because it's a pro-choice position, but because his voting record is very much in the camp of those who would polarize the debate. And then finally, and the selection of Biden as a vice presidential candidate helps in this regard, the appeal to post-ethnic Catholics, that is, Catholics whose families come from an ethnic background, blue-collar, working class, who are not quite so sure about this African-American portrayed as a kind of elitist, and is he one of them and how? Three obstacles Senator Obama has to overcome.
Are you saying that that's a racial bias?
Well, you know, America has a problem with racism in general. I think that's well known. Catholics are not immune from that. I'm not saying that Catholics are racist as a group. But Obama has to overcome the suspicion that he's not one of them, not just because he's black, but because his background and profile doesn't fit well with theirs. And here I'm talking about just a slice of some of the neighborhoods in Catholic America, not by any means the majority, but still, it's an important swing vote of the swing vote.
You know, I have heard that this election, though, will not be as important on the social values as previous elections had been, and that economic pocketbook issues will take precedence.
That, I think that will be true more generally of the electorate, but to the extent that Catholicism as a voting bloc, that Catholics as a voting bloc, still follow questions that the church teaches to be important, there will be more consideration of issues that are not, strictly speaking, economic or foreign policy issues, that is, social issues, value issues, and importantly, life issues.
So you said life issues, a.k.a. abortion issues. Senator Obama has a very pro-choice voting record. He's come out strongly pro-choice. How can he convince Catholic voters to vote for him on that issue?
What Senator Obama has to do, I believe, is to indicate to the electorate that he understands the complexity of the issue and that he's really going to be a pro-choice candidate, meaning he's going to give women a choice between abortion and bringing that child to term, because he's going to support legislation already that's been submitted that gives women support who want to bring the child to term. He hasn't really been as strong or as nuanced on these issues, and if he wants to demonstrate that he's a uniter, well, here's the issue we need uniting on. We need to find common ground, so he needs to move closer to a middle position, a common ground position, on an issue that is in many ways intractable and not resolvable. That doesn't mean we can't begin to compromise and move forward to protect life.
Scott Appleby is a professor of history. He specializes in Catholicism at the University of Notre Dame. Thank you.
Thank you.